Okay, take a seat, everyone. We few, wow. Anyhow, nice to see you all. Good afternoon. And hey, great to see you, Arthur, and you, Rebecca, and everyone. And welcome to our community meeting for the month of February. And the reason I say the community meeting for the month of February is because if you remember or have looked at the schedule or the calendar, you will notice that we're going to be having our first blessing meeting at the end of February, February the 27th, at Acton Baptist Church. So we will be, for the next 6 months, we'll be having one community meeting a month and one blessing meeting. Now, let me be sort of overly directive at this point. It doesn't mean that meeting is off, right? We're still having two meetings a month, but one is going to be oriented as a blessing meeting and one as a community meeting, right? And so I'll say something right at the end of the meeting that we really do encourage everyone to come along to the blessing meeting and bring your friends, families, and guests and everything, okay? But I'll say something about that at the end. So what are we going to do today? So today we're going to be hearing later from Hugh. Oh, there you are. Sorry. I was looking if you can see. Hugh's going to be reflecting on God's word to us, the prophetic word that we've been hearing from the Lord really since the anniversary weekend up until now, and some reflections for us. And then after that, we'll also have some time to respond to the Lord as well. Before that, we're going to have, as we have been having all through the autumn term and even now, a little bit longer time to just worship the Lord. To get back into that after our Zoom period of 18 months. So we're going to have longer time to worship the Lord, and then we're going to hear from Hugh, have a time to sort of respond to that, and then some intercessions and close. Before I dive in with a little bit of an introduction orientation, are there any guests here for the first time that need to be introduced? No? Okay. Let me make one comment about masks and everything. So, you know, the guidance has changed again. And so just from our perspective, we're going to sort of revert to how we were before sort of the plan B came into effect, which is we would encourage everyone to wear masks at least when we sing. Okay, so at least when we sing. You don't feel obliged to wear them otherwise. But if you also want to keep your distance and whatever, absolutely as well. So we're sort of saying as far as the time where we really would encourage everyone to wear masks is when we sing. Otherwise, as you prefer, if you prefer to wear the mask the whole time, that's fine as well. And if you want to keep your distance, okay? That's kind of the approach we're going to be taking for the next bit. We expect things will continue to develop very quickly. Okay, so a little bit of an orientation to the meeting today. So I don't know how everyone else is doing. I found actually the last few weeks a little rough, to tell you the truth. Lots of things going on, not necessarily all of them great. You know, you think about the last time we were here a month ago, we had that sort of lovely prophetic sense from Bruce when he was talking about Stuart Townsend and his brother Phil when they were commenting on "The Lord is my shepherd." And then, what was it, 5 days later? Yeah, 5 days later, we had that sudden news that Bruce had died. But we've had others as well. We had Susan Unger, that some of us know quite well, who was a part of our community with her husband, Andrew. Susan actually was part of us even before she got married, and then had been battling cancer for a long time, died recently, and has left her husband and two children as well. We had Angela Rogers' death of her father as well, Graham's mother. So a few of that. Then, you know, personally, it was the anniversary of my dad's death on Thursday. And then just before that, I heard that my aunt had died as well, my mum's sister. So there's lots of, you know, and I know others as well, right? But I'm just sort of also reflecting on it myself. And then, and I think a number of us also know that different ones of us are actually going through a little bit of a hard time as well. And there's lots of that going on. And then, of course, right, it's still winter, okay? And yes, I have noticed, as probably all have, that the days are getting slightly longer. But it's still cold, and it's still, and today it's really wet. And what's that? But it's 31 degrees in Tenerife, right? And John's leaving a mission trip. But I think, you know, we all know that the weather can sometimes, after a while, particularly in February, right? Because you've been through, we've had a fair few months of this. And the clocks don't change till the end of March and all that kind of stuff. So it's that kind of, you know, and I think I've been sort of experiencing, I think many of us have been. So when I was, so in that wonderful state of mind when I was thinking and reflecting and praying for the meeting, my mind drifted or went on to think about the Todah. I don't know how many of you know what the Todah is. Maybe you do. The Todah is the Hebrew for the offering of thanksgiving. Right? It's the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's called the Todah. And under the Mosaic law, it actually doesn't really get much of a highlight. There's a reference to it in Leviticus 17, but not much. But as the story of the people of Israel, as it moves from Sinai, so from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion, right? So as the story of the people of Israel moves from the covenant with Moses to the covenant with David, things change. And the Todah takes a very more significant role. And one of the ways that we see that, of course, is in the Psalms, right? So the Psalms, there's many Psalms of thanksgiving, Psalms of Todah. And these psalms were written to accompany this sacrifice, which took on a much greater significance under the Davidic covenant, more so than it did under the Mosaic law. And they had a real pattern to them. And if you read these Thanksgiving psalms, they had a real pattern to them, which was the psalmist would say, I'm in a very, you know, I'm in a bad place, you know, things aren't going well, whatever it is. So I cry out to the Lord, and he delivers me. And that tends to be sort of the pattern of these Thanksgiving psalms. And so I want to start actually by reading one of them, right? So one of them is Psalm 116. Well, I'm going to read one psalm, Psalm 116, verses 1 to 9, which actually in the Septuagint, so in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, this is one psalm in itself. But in the Hebrew, which is what we tend to use, it's two psalm. It's half a psalm, but for the Septuagint, it's one psalm. And so let me read. So Psalm 116, 1-9, or Psalm 114 in the Septuagint. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beg you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So this psalm is a great psalm that follows that pattern. I'm in distress in a very difficult situation. I cry out to the Lord and he delivers me. It speaks of thanksgiving for the Lord's faithfulness. And when Christians, when we read the Psalms, we read them with two things in mind, right? We read them as if Christ prayed them and knowing that Christ fulfills them, right? Christ prays all the Psalms and fulfills all the Psalms. And so when we read this Psalm about this difficult situation, crying out to God and Lord hearing us, we see this for us as Christians as fulfilled in Christ, right? This Psalm is fulfilled for us today in Jesus, because we were in a difficult situation and we have cried out to God in faith and he has heard our cry and delivered us in the grand scheme of things, but also in the particular of our lives. and we can have a lot of faith and encouragement. Let me read again verse 1 and 2 before we go into worship. It says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. God doesn't just hear us. He inclines his ear to us, right? So he's like this. He inclines his ear rather than just listens to us. And we can take a lot of confidence. We can have a lot of faith that this is the God that we are worshiping, who inclines his ear towards us. So let's stand and, with a loud voice and supplications, call on him, because he inclines his ear to us. Amen.